church, do you want a fresh word? Amen. You know, sometimes as a pastor, I have to go through everything, encounters and leaders and write sermons, and for everything to be fresh and special for to touch you. And today, I want to talk about a sermon called, subject called, Have You Drawn Everything Out Yet? We're already used to these things, that your miracle is in your hands. You know that, right? We know that our miracle is not in God's hands. God already gave it to you a long time ago. Amen? That's why massive amount of people live in a blessing, and the other half of people, they don't live in a blessing. God can't be somebody who just does favors. He gave the miracle into our hands. That's why people around Jesus Christ, some of people around Him is their whole life and did not see a miracle, and some would come with faith and would walk away receiving the biggest miracle in their life. And even Jesus was surprised. We got to understand that our miracle is in our hands, but it's in God. We need to understand the strategy. We can't say, our miracle is in God and I'm waiting for God. No, my miracle is in God, but I have to take it. My beloved ones, there's a caliber, for somebody, it's a miracle to find their wallet that they lost in the store. He's found his wallet, that's his miracle. If half of the money is left over in there, that's a miracle for him. It's good to find his ID and all his cards and everything. But if he found a, you know what I'm saying, and he wants, then you say, I want to testify about this. And there's different size of miracles, different. For one thing is a miracle for one person, and it's not a miracle for another person. For somebody was a miracle to be next to him. For some people, it was a miracle to be in his team, and for some was a miracle to become like Jesus. There's a level of miracles that we seek. It's inside of us. It depends upon us as to how big the miracle we want in our life, and caliber of the miracle. Sometimes we want to stop at this success or this miracle or this dream, or we can keep moving forward into bigger things. I noticed that massive amount of Christians, after they've received some small miracle, yeah, it's from God. Yeah, these are first steps, and they're fulfilled, and they just sit back and they don't need nothing else. They already received what they wanted. They received it. They received what they felt like they wanted. What about those people? For example, there's a category of people, I call them people who are unfulfilled, unpleased. I know there's not that many people. Raise your hand if they're here. People who, it's always never enough. People, no matter what you reached, he's already looking ahead. And another one says, that's it. What else do you want? He said, listen, look, I have a plan. I have this plan and I got this plan. This is my dream and this is where I'm going. And there's people who are just unfulfilled. The question is, church, it's not like whether you want a miracle. Now, we all want a miracle, amen? Everybody in this place, I would say, do you want a miracle? Everybody on your level said, yes, I want a miracle. Somebody wants a breakthrough in finances. Somebody in the spiritual, somebody in the family, they want a breakthrough. You'll say, I want. The problem is, are you ready to get this miracle? Me, as a person, I'm a practical person, and you probably already seen this. I don't like to blow something up if I'm not planning on finishing it. I don't like to throw phrases if I'm not going to respond to my own questions, and I can respond to your questions. How can I get to a miracle? How? Me, tell me, what do I need to do to get to it? That's why I called my sermon, "Have you drawn out everything?" There's people that did not draw out everything in that sphere that they're in. For them, it's a fulfillment just to do it and to be there and to be in this, to be around people, to be in a service. He's just drawing out. He doesn't draw it all out. But people unfulfilled, they draw out the whole sphere. They go through the whole path. They eat everything. They understand everything. And then, when you draw out everything, what happens then? Then, something happens to where you're unfulfilled. And this is an interesting question in this phrase. Did you draw out everything? Some people think that the miracle, for a miracle to come into your life, you need some sort of a supernatural, powerful faith. Yeah, you need faith. Yeah, people receive it sometimes. Yeah, but you know, in most cases, how people receive what they want is when they draw everything. You've drawn out everything. There's no more. That's it. Everything's gone. Everything's done. You know how our Russians change their tires on their cars? When the wire is sticking out and it blows up on the freeway. And he's saying, yeah, it's time to change the tires. Time to replace them. Our American brothers, they don't do that. He comes to the shop. They have a little gauge that they check their tread size, and they said it's time to change tires. Okay, we will replace them. But us, we're a strange nation. We think that we need to use up everything. Otherwise, I'm not gonna feel good. There's at least a 1.5 millimeters left before the wire. I gotta use it up. We're that category of people that change the transmission when it doesn't shift anymore. There's no reverse, and the second's missing. And you'll drive around about a month after that, and then when everything is drawn out, a period of time goes in where something that will bring you into a change. Amen, church? Sometimes I make jokes, but in these jokes, I want you to notice a little thin idea that us as people, that if we don't draw everything, we'll keep using the same thing. And I'm not saying that you got to change it. This is just an example from life. You have to, I'm saying, in this life, in your spiritual sphere, to draw everything. And people say, there's no miracle in my life. But I say, you haven't drawn out everything. There is something, somewhere, something that's feeding you, not allowing you to just go off. There's something somewhere, someone that's getting in the way to get into your full potential, because you think that if I'm going to be friends with this person and that person, and if I'm going to be like cool with them and helping them, that they'll help me. But God is saying, leave them. Leave this kind of surroundings. You have to draw out everything. Draw out your friends. You won't find a job until you lose your old one. You're not going to move in life anywhere, in a spiritual life, I mean, and even in our physical life, until you're done drawing out everything. I want you to draw this parallel line, that in order to get something in your life, something has to end. Something has to come into a full stop, a complete stop. But we are people, we don't want things to end. Our instinct is telling us that we have to keep it up so it doesn't end. There's a relationship about to rip, and you're like, oh, it's okay, you don't have to do that, you know, and you're trying to fix the relationship, not knowing that you're just prolonging your problem. Not knowing that with your God is taking stuff from you, and you're chasing after and trying to fix relationships because you don't understand what God's doing. God is trying to take everything in your life, take everything from you to give you something. Otherwise, you'll never come to something new if you don't deal with the old. And you don't want to deal with it because it's feeding you a little bit. You're not really living. You're not being fulfilled. You're just barely surviving, and because you're surviving just feeds you for the moment. And you don't want to draw everything. And you're saying, I must do this. I must be with them. I must go there. But God is saying, you're not going to receive your miracle until you draw everything. I've noticed that a lot of times God has to spend majority of His time taking stuff from you. He has a short period of time to give you something real quick. I'm standing here in front of you, a person who drawn out everything. I look young, but I'm telling you seriously. In this, there is something in his head. And in this spirit, there's something stuck there. So, to get to the details, only my wife knows about. When everything was taken from you, and we were screaming, no, we don't need to do this. This is all ours, but we didn't understand that God has something that doesn't even fit into our mind. God has something so much more bigger. Why? How come we don't want to drop this because we don't see what's coming? This is God's principle to just draw out everything all the way and just leave you in this little situation where this you're just hanging there. That's when you thirst the right things. That's when you leave all this other stuff. That's when you'll want. And God a lot of times has to fight with us and wrestle with us. Jacob is not leaving, and God had to break him. We think it's in our flesh sometimes. We need to understand to let go. I let go of what you consider something that you're feeding off of. The Holy Spirit is telling you right now what to let go. I don't know what you're hanging on to. I can't even imagine what the Holy Spirit is saying to each one of us. He just gave me the word. I just got the word. I know that somebody will understand me right now. And in this life, you're just going to let go of everything. And you're going to say, the only thing I'm going to have in my life is what He wants me to have. And I'm not going to hang out to anything and anybody. Because that thing that you hang on to will never feed you and give you a real life. Did you draw everything? If not, you will not receive a miracle until you draw everything. You know, when I received freedom in some of my personal things, when I drawn out everything, I see people smoking. He was trying to stop smoking. He's got a patch. He's got a gum. He's got these shots or something. He's always got some things. He's chewing some. He's sniffing some just so that he wouldn't be smoking. And he thinks that, yeah, it's going to help me. You know, when you draw everything and you'd be walking, laying around with three cigarettes saying, I can't. You know, that's the best condition I'm not saying you got to stop fighting. I mean that you got to just draw everything. In this sphere, you got to fight. You got to. You have to draw everything. You can't just look and say, oh, whatever. No. A breakthrough. Breakthrough means that all the spheres have to be just drawn now, and God's working with you to draw all the spheres. I remember God is taking some people out of your life from you, and you're thinking everything's normal, but He knows that in the future, farther on, 5 years later, these people might bring you a big problem, so He's trying to pull them away from you. He's trying to... You notice relationships get ruined supernaturally. Nobody said anything to anybody, and all of a sudden, we're not friends anymore. Oh, why? Because He said, and I looked, and you didn't invite me, and that's how I understood it, and that's it. I don't want to have your number anymore. And we think, God, what's going on? And you notice how you're trying to fix a relationship, but it's impossible to do it. You can't do it. That's it. Somebody cuts something off, and you're like, oh. And the person is already smiling. He's gone. And you are dumb if you continue to fix these relationships. God's already cut it off. Keep moving forward. Just like that. Give it to God. Give yourself to God. How come we don't receive anything? Because we haven't learned to trust Jesus. There's a storm in the sea. Disciples are all drowning. Jesus is sleeping on the boat. Imagine fishermen that they've seen all the storms. Do you understand that? First of all, a girl can panic, right? As soon as it rocks the boat, then who hasn't seen the storm, or a little young guy who got into a nice boat or something. Fishermen been fishing their whole life, and they were in shock. They were saying they're dying. 12 big guys who are used to pulling out nets, who are swimming and diving. They were not afraid of water. They grew up in water. They're in shock. Imagine. That means there was really a storm there if they had that kind of reaction. This is the reaction of Jesus. Jesus, we're dying. Guys, when we learn to be, there's a storm around you. Everything's going the other direction. Everything's just pouring and drowning everywhere. Sleep. But it's so hard to sleep. You know that, first of all, you gotta be so sure that nothing, never in your life will ever come sooner than it should. Never in your life any kind of evil will get into your life. Sometimes out of this, this is like when Jesus used to talk and then give parables, but sometimes he would give mute parables. He was just sleeping in that one. I received such a revelation that I can't even explain. Did you draw everything? If not, keep drawing. Keep moving. Keep doing it. You have to. You must draw everything and release everything. And only then, on this foundation, you can have a supernatural miracle. And in these years, I remember, where nothing, you no longer care about anything, I felt like Jesus probably felt. Everything's poured out. Everybody dropped you. Everybody who had to say something, they already expressed themselves twice. And everybody just like signed you off, and pretty much you're just sitting there like, huh, my life is in your hands, Jesus. And then something real comes that's impossible to explain. A lot of people, after they find out the price of the miracle, they don't no longer want the miracle. I'm not talking about money, church. Money had no meaning here. I'm talking about the price, that be able to draw everything. Will you be able to just release everything, let go of everything? For example, all your things are drawn now, your service, your car, whatever it is, it's drawn out. Let go. Do not chase after it. Do not chase after anything. When something that comes to you that's yours, you will not be able to run off from it. I'm a living witness. You don't even know where to go from emails, from telephone calls, and you're like, God, that's not what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Some people don't know where to go. But I don't even know where to go to relax. You understand? We have to get this principle. And when it's yours, it follows you. It has your name on it. It couldn't have come to you because something was still fulfilling you over there. But as soon as something stopped fulfilling you, you allow God, you give Him a place to give you this. He can't give you this if you still have something. Do you understand me, church? How do you find out? Did I draw everything? This is a little test for myself, for example. This is a little self-check. If there's something that can fulfill you besides a miracle, if there is something, there won't be a miracle. You hear me? If everything's been drawn out, then anything besides, there's nothing else besides a miracle. All this can be fixed with a supernatural God's involvement. You are calling, you're reading, you're looking at all the programs you've done and tried everything in your life. You're drawn out. But then when you give up, you tried everything, saw everything, and you're just going to sit down and say, but now, Lord, I just want you. You know how much God loves these kind of people? We hold ourselves back from this condition. We think that this condition where you're like in the air, everything's cut off, and all I have is my faith and my hope into a miracle. That's just terrible. Do you know that that is the purpose of every Christian, to come into this condition? God wants to bring us into this condition where you're not going to want anything without Him. If someone understands this sermon, you understand it real well. If you have something that's still fulfilling you besides a miracle, then that is your miracle. That is what fulfills you. And don't tell God that, Lord, I'm waiting. When you're going to be waiting, and when you're really going to be receiving, everyone will see. You'll all see this. Everyone around you will see it. A miracle does not come quietly. It comes to where everyone's going to see it, whether you want it or not. It's going to be seen by everyone. Everybody's going to be looking at you and won't be able to understand. How can this happen? I'll tell you a secret. I drawn out everything except the movement of the Holy Spirit, healing, deliverance, and transformation that we're seeing. There was nothing else. Everything was tried and read tons of books, went to all the conferences. Everything's already preached. And the only thing I had left is hope in our living God, the only one who could change our situation. Our nation does not need another conference. Our generation needs a living God. Amen, church? Our generation needs His glory and His life. And only like that we can do something. Big big miracles are received by only those who drown out everything. I have this holy type jealousy, good jealousy. Not the people that received it. I'm jealous for those who drown out everything, because he's going to have something that he didn't even suspect. When somebody receives something that's on a foundation, based on foundation, what he drawn out. When I see a person who drawn out everything, a miracle comes that surprises Jesus himself. It says that Jesus, in the Bible says that Jesus was in shock in our new translation. How? To say a word? Go ahead, your servant's healed. Somebody come to me and say, Pastor, you shouldn't have to go to Ukraine. We have believed that you'll call and say hallelujah and everybody will repent. I'm just rephrasing the words, what Jesus felt at that moment. What should I say, word? Be well, and just walked away. Jesus did not invest anything to the faith of the centurion healed his servant. The faith in him served, healed the servant. But the miracle was not in the hands of Jesus, but it was in the hands of this person with faith. Did you draw everything? Where are you going? After you draw out everything, what do you do? Let's read a spot from Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to 34. So Mark 5, verse 24 to 34. I really like this place because it brought everyone in shock. And you know, without noticing, even Jesus, disciples, everybody didn't know what to think, because some one woman in her head made something up. Church. Some strange woman with some strange bleeding that what? Did what? That drawn out everything. Let's read this. Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to 34. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. Notice this. It was underlined that they were pressing him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. You think her key was that she made something up in her head? Her faith was born when you have nothing to hope in, to hope unto. How can you give birth to faith in a miracle? But by drawing out everything, by trying everything, you tried, you prayed, you cried, and you fasted, and you did push-ups, and you understood that nothing is going to happen until you finally drawn out everything, and God is going to get involved in your life. And then no matter what, you'd be eating a loaf of bread and you'll be receiving miracles. How do you receive these kind of miracles? He's doing this and then you're thinking, what is he allowing himself? He went to Hawaii. Look at him. But it all works. It's all moving. He went to Hawaii, yeah. But at the same time, when he's in the sun, he's translated in like 50 different channels, so he's still working. And about 30 radio stations on the internet is getting. He's gone, but he's working. God has a miracle that only he can do. And we're thinking, why is this person just relaxing, doing this and that? He received. When you receive, it's impossible to take this away. That's enough. No, you received it. It's yours. But the problem is in me. Am I fulfilled with what I received? You understand? That this circle, it could never end. I can't stop at what I reached. I feel good too. You don't feel bad either, right? Everybody's feeling good. Not everybody, but And we could look, everything's fine, everything's wonderful. What else do we got to have? No. No, you can't. When you learn this principle, amen, church? You learn this principle, how to move forward, how to continue moving. And now what I need to do is to draw everything. You know why I'm raising leaders, putting up leaders, training leaders? God is saying, people say that. Where do you have so many home cell groups, home churches, if you have that many leaders? I said, you don't understand. As soon as the leaders, I train the leaders, then the groups are gonna form. You're waiting for it to grow, and then you put a leader, or do you put in a, you train a leader, and then the people will grow around him. We live in totally different principles. We live by faith. I believe, I have faith, and I release leaders. The harvest is already white. There's not enough workers. It's in the Bible. Let's keep reading. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and has spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. This is the key verse. That's where the key is. We're all thinking, and yes, I will touch like Jesus touched. And we're thinking that the key to success of this woman, the key to success was that fact that she touched the clothes of cloak. No, so many other people were pressing around him. Everybody's touching him. Everybody's touching him. Everybody. The whole time. Some people even spent nights and days with them. Disciples lived and ate with them and did everything, but did not receive miracles. Why? Because the element of faith was missing. But how can you make this faith? I believe. That's a lie. You don't believe. Yeah, I believe. No, you don't believe. Faith is made up of actions. If there's no actions, there's no faith. Don't lie. Faith, what, it just blew up just like this and you're just walking with all this faith? Faith, my beloved ones, only comes when you just draw out everything. When you draw out everything, in the eyes of people, you're gonna be like you're gonna be looked upon with shame. So, had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. Do you ever think that, oh, I wanted better. I wanted it to be better, and everything just happened just like this. No, you drawn out everything, and you received even worse. You want the best. You had the best motives, and everything just broke apart. And it was like, Lord, what's going on? God wants to take everything from you. Just let go. Just draw everything. You know that I can't right now, no matter how bad I want it. This is how I load my faith. These are practical things that you're going to need. They're going to be mandatory for you. In order to get to the next level in my life as a pastor, I can't do this until I draw everything. I draw you guys out. We try everything. Everything's going to be ripping apart, and we're saying, yeah. You know when Israel nation came out of Egypt? When they had enough of it. Not up here. That's still okay, but up there. And then they just started screaming. And God took Moses, pulled him out, and said, take him out. I can't hear any more of this. We think that Moses was prepared. No, Moses prepared when the nation was tired of it. They had enough of it. There's no more. They're tired of everything. They don't want to live like that no more. They just start screaming to God toward the heavens were just like shaking. And God said, now I'll lead them out. Did you draw everything? They were sitting there for over 400 years. Why couldn't they come out earlier? I don't get it. No, you couldn't. They didn't draw everything out. Do you know who I'm jealous towards? The people who draw out everything. they're on the border of something that they don't even understand where they're at. Their life is taken by a big wave of blessings because they don't want anything else, and nothing else is going to help them besides the living God. You draw out everything, and this is the element that turns on your faith, and in faith always produces action. I'm a practical preacher. I don't like to blow things up. If I have a car, I gotta have a. I have tools. You know, how can you get faith by just to blow it in? What? How are you gonna really receive faith? Faith comes from a cry, from the screaming of your soul. It's discomfortable. You think faith is comfort? You think faith is it'll bring you to comfort zone? When the faith turns on, it turns in the moment where that's it. Everything died in your life. You just that's it. They either bury you or just tell you to go somewhere. Some people say, pray for me. I can't handle this anymore. Oh Lord, give me this kind of. You don't even understand that you have keys that you're holding back to your breakthrough. I'm talking to grown-up Christians. And she got in even to a worse condition. When she heard about Jesus, verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in a crowd and touched his cloak. She came up and touched him. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Your faith brings God into action. God didn't even notice, but He's already did something. Do you even understand what I'm talking about, church? God was just turning around. You already ran off with something. And now, take apart this doctrine and say, "Yeah, sister, it's not God's will for your healing." They forgot to even ask Jesus who whether it was His will or not. The will is the fact that what's inside you. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healthy? If your sickness, you're fulfilled with it. You're is doing something with you. That's your hope. Just be pleased with it. But if you're just drawn out everything, then the breakthrough comes. You know why I'm trying to get to this point? Because when you leave this place, you have one phrase. You got to draw everything. If you didn't draw everything, or if you did draw everything, then you say, "That's my moment." You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, "Who touched me?" So they're just like questioning, like, "Who touched me?" You know? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. God already healed somebody, but still wasn't sure who He healed. We read about this already. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet. Imagine this. We just took something without even asking. They're saying, "What are you allowing yourself? Hey, give it back." And the woman was trembling with fear. Of course she was scared. Told him the whole truth. back then, they didn't have a teaching that this is normal. They thought that Jesus had to lay hands, pray for her, and there's a woman who broke all the rules. For this woman, nobody done anything like this before her. Imagine. We got to learn some, to do things that didn't even come into anybody's mind before. And you know what I'll do this? My faith. And you know, when I get my faith, when I draw everything. And that's when I move. That's when I preach, when I move. I just draw everything in order to bring even more stuff into action. You're saying, I'm not fulfilled with my home cell group. Yeah, you have you grown it so much to where it grown into the movement of the Holy Spirit? When you do this, you'll see what God's going to do. Take something and just draw everything out of it. This is not a bad thing. Draw out means to do something. Try out everything. Because if you haven't tried some, you will not come up to a miracle. You'll never come to your miracle. You'll say, oh, I didn't try that pill yet. These little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things, I tried this. I have these pills and the cream over there that I haven't tried. And when I try all this, I just want you to understand. And all these things, you're not going to be getting pulled to a miracle. You're going to be pulled to your pills. That's your hope. And the relationship with this person is your hope. You're hoping to receive money from him. That's your God. If you're hoping to receive money from your boss, that's your God. And listen. I'm only halfway through my sermon. I got to finish up. So she told him the whole truth. She said, Jesus, forgive me. I took it. She was in shock. And Jesus said, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace, and you will be freed from your suffering. This verse, he brought God into action without even touching God himself. She didn't even get his attention. She didn't even come up to him yet because there's so many guys around him. And some people say that, oh, I'll never get close to pastor. Oh, this leader, I'll never be able to. Or it's so hard for me to get to this conference. That's all nonsense. What do I have anything to do with this? What anything I have to do with this? When you draw everything, you'll receive what you dream of. Nobody can be involved in your miracle besides you and your faith. I want you to grow up and quit running around chasing after people like they'll give you something or give you some kind of an answer. Faith gives you an answer. And everybody with faith here said, there's people whose name's Vera. Let's read another place from the Bible. That when you draw everything, you're no longer going to care how they look at you. Pastor, pray for me, please. You're going to be like that. You're going to be following your miracle. You don't have a choice. You don't care where you want to be. Let's take a look. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging when he heard that it was Jesus as Nazareth. Since he couldn't see, he heard that that was Jesus. He began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." Thousands of people were stopped when one blind, stinky, poor bum started turning on his faith. There's this whole crowd walking, and, you know, they were going down the street. All the disciples were going somewhere to heal, and there's some bum sitting there. He's dirty, stinky, blind. You know what happened in Israel back then. It's not like somebody sitting there on a bucket with a little sign. No, everybody's seen him. This is junk. This is dust. This is filth. This is all kinds of sickness. And because they didn't have no hygiene, they didn't have nothing back then. And this personality sitting down on the street and starts screaming, start being shameful. When you draw everything, there is gonna be no shame. You're not gonna care about being ashamed just to get God's attention, because you have no other way out. You have no other way out. If he walks by, then maybe never again there will be an opportunity. And this guy sitting who drawn out everything has nothing left. He began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling, calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, you can't come to Jesus in what you even have on you. You have to come totally, just totally drawn out everything. You know what the outer clothes meant? All the people used to wear special clothes that they were noticed by. This is a step of faith that I'm no longer blind. He was still blind, but he came to Jesus without his cloak. Because he didn't even think he's going to go back to this condition ever again. If this isn't faith, then I don't know what is. Some people say that I'm still blind. Take off your outer cloak. I don't understand what I must do. Draw everything. Jesus only works that way. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. When you're still acting cool and you think you'll never go to the level of this Bartimaeus, then you'll never receive a real miracle. A real miracle is to go through stinky feet of the disciples and get to Jesus and grab onto his clothes and climb out the same way. Imagine how many people were there. A miracle is to take off your outer cloak and start screaming, and thousands and hundreds of people are listening to you, looking at you, thinking, what did this guy allow himself? He allowed himself when no one else can allow themselves if they've never drawn everything. They're walking with Jesus, but they're not receiving a miracle. And the person who's never seen him yet received a miracle. A miracle does not depend on what, where, and what you have. Your faith depends upon what it brings into action. And what brings faith into action is when you draw everything. I want you to understand that only Bartimaeus receives his miracle. those kind of people. Majority walks by not receiving anything, but Bartimaeus receives it. Only the hungry, only the thirsty, only those who draw out everything have the right for a miracle. They have the right for a breakthrough in their life. Again, I want to ask you this question. Did you draw everything? Is everything in your life drawn out? If not, I pray to God that you draw everything out, because your miracle is going to depend on this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you take something in for yourself, church? Give the glory to God. Let's all get up. Dear Jesus, I ask you, Father, right now, I know that there's people here who need this word. I know, Jesus, that also someone received an answer to their need as to how to bring my faith into action. I want to believe, but I can't. I pray, let everyone in this place who hears me draw everything, because only this, by this method, miracles come. Only by this method, the glory of God comes. Only by this method, the power of the Holy Spirit comes into our life. I pray, Lord, for the fulfillment to be gone in the place where most people are, for the thirst to come, to move forward. So that there would be thirst to move forward. Things that aren't even thinkable of, things that are unreachable. Because we're walking from strength to strength and from faith to faith. I ask you, let everyone draw everything that he's done to go across into the next faith. And from that faith into the next, I ask you, let your kingdom, let your breakthrough come. Let it come into our houses, into our homes. Let the unshakable hunger come, unshakable thirst to see your glory. We don't want to live without glory. We don't want to live without glory, Jesus. We don't want to live without a powerful life. We don't want to live paralyzed. We don't want to look at somebody else's miracle. We got to have our own. Please, Jesus, let us draw everything. Help us draw everything. I want it. I want to draw everything and move forward. Don't let anyone get stuck in this room. Get stuck in one place, not moving anywhere, not dreaming of nothing. I pray, Father, give everyone a dream here. Give everyone here a dream. A real one. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.